Want something to listen to while playing Minecraft? Why not try an audiobook from Audible? Listeners of our show will get one free book of your choice when you sign up for a 14-day trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft.
The Shaft and Lethal Drive have teamed up to bring you the best Minecraft SMP experience in the world with lightning-fast custom control panels, expert support and sales team, all from an approved host of MinecraftForum.net. LethalDrive.com, the cutting edge in game servers. Get yours today at LethalDrive.com/theshaft. And be sure to use the coupon code THESHAFT, all one word.
Can't sleep, gotta build. There's a ground that needs to be drilled. And all I wanna do is dig.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 75, recorded on March 25th, 2012.
I'm Brent Copeland.
I'm Wes Wilson.
I'm Eric Fullerton.
What was that?
I don't know. What was that? You started it.
I was doing some grease.
Oh, I kind of was joining in with you.
I just didn't know what was happening.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be my, what's her name? Sandy.
You're Sandy?
Sandy.
All right, enough of that. Episode 75.
Yeah.
75.
Who would have thunk?
Yes. And today we have the Minecraft crew with us, which is Piper Bunny and Bello Balls.
Did you say the Minecraft crew?
Yeah.
The Minecraft crew.
I need
crew.
Two of us.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, guys.
Hi.
Hello. 75.
Yeah, well done, guys. Woo.
Yay.
Thank you. Thank you. So we got the crew. It's like the two live crew.
Yeah.
Sorry, Bello Balls. I kind of stepped on you there. What's up?
No problem. I was just going to say, I think we know now who to bring in. We've got some resident singers in the crew. We've talked about maybe doing a musical on Minecraft, and I think you'd fit in perfectly.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I like the musical singing, but I don't know if I can do the musical singing.
You can do the dancing.
No, I think you can.
He'll ham it up for you, though. That's for sure.
I will.
Yeah.
He'll serve your musical with a side of ham.
Yeah,
that's all we ask.
Excellent.
I will ham it up and down.
So where are you guys from?
Piper, I'll let you go first.
I'm from Reading in the UK.
Nice.
And I'm from Ohio, so not too far from you guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. I have to come down for our conventions and stuff.
And
I've been down that way quite a few times, actually.
We do some good stuff down here sometimes.
Sometimes.
So tell me about the stuff that y'all do. Now, I know you for doing the mole. What are some of the other things y'all have done?
Well, I mean, we got started about, I think it was around January of 2011. And kind of what our channel originally started out as was my daughter, who at the time was 7, loved Minecraft. And she always would listen to CNanners and X back then. And her and a couple of her friends wanted to do, you know, a server. So I set up a server, and they joked we should do a YouTube video because they wanted to be like CNanners and X and some of the others.
Yeah.
So we put it up just as mainly, you know, hey, here you guys are on YouTube. And Paul Soares and a few other people liked us very early on, and it kind of started taking off. And it's gone to quite a bit. Back in April, it's when I started bringing people in to add to the crew, like Piper, Gizmo, Extra, Minotaur, a bunch of people. And we've just been doing all kinds of things. We do Let's Plays. We do Hardcore series. We do The Mole, which is probably our most popular series. We've got a bunch of new things we're doing that we can talk about. But that's kind of the genesis to how we got started.
Cool. Now, Brent wanted to do the mole early on.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh my God, guys, somebody else is doing the mole.
I'm so upset.
Because he loves the mole. You did a Cyber Mole, a podcast about the mole. And like,
actually, Wes and I did a podcast on the mole.
Yep.
The last season. Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. So you're just mole crazy. So what do you think about this
series? Oh, yeah. I love that. I love this show. And we actually did a live version of the mole. We had people fly down who were on our forums. And filmed it and actually did a DVD and some YouTube videos of it live. So
That's cool.
It was second nature to want to do that within Minecraft. So seeing the episodes y'all do is like y'all are really faithful to the game. So I love that. And one thing I want to know is, like I know we took like weeks before we started, you know, our show, and probably more like months and months of like designing the challenges and everything, so you know, work together throughout, and finding the mole was the hardest part because we didn't know these people that well. Like, we knew them from the boards and stuff. How hard was it for y'all to like pick a mole and do that sort of thing?
Well, I don't,
and it was know, the mole a real mole?
Go ahead.
Sorry, I was just wondering, did y'all... You just go on. You can tell us about it.
Okay, sorry. You know, I was a big fan of the mole, the TV show. Always enjoyed it, always loved it. And, you know, I had the idea, let's try to do it in Minecraft. Because all the crew wanted to play in the mole, that forced me to have to basically build all the challenges, record it, and do everything by myself. So it's quite a bit of work for me these past two seasons. But generally what I would do is I would wait until like right before we started filming a season, and I would try to think who I think would be the best mole. And I'd tell them right before we started, you know, you're the mole. And then I would always give the mole a little background information on all the challenges so that they could best decide maybe how to thwart it or sabotage it. But we really enjoyed playing it, and I think like Piper can probably touch on what it was like actually playing the game, obviously since I hosted it.
Right. Absolutely brilliant playing the game. I've never been more excited and more nervous and tense before playing Minecraft, but yeah, it was really good.
Oh, cool.
I noticed in Season 2 you have a big range of ages, too. You have an 8-year-old and an 1,100-year-old from another planet.
Yes, our gizmo dude is the doctor, probably for the next doctor. I think that'll be a little bit of info for you guys. When Matt Smith retires, I think Gizmo's taking over.
Nice.
But that's one of the things about our channel. We do have... a wide range of ages. Obviously, you know, the mole, people come up with some joke ages just to try to be funny and add a little to it. But, yeah. You know, we have my daughter, who is probably our youngest player, and her friends have kind of gotten out of doing the stuff with us. So when we first started doing the crew, some people weren't interested in us because we had such young kids. But we've really become a lot more. I'm hoping that maybe being on the shaft, people will see that we're doing stuff that's just not geared towards my daughter and her friends. But we're doing things that encompass, you know, a wide variety of players and ages. And we're doing some fun stuff.
Yeah. That's one thing we've noticed, and a lot of the people we've talked to have really, you know, emphasized with Minecraft, is that it really is kind of an all ages sort of thing, and having kids involved is really just a natural part of it all.
Yeah.
So, but yeah. I do understand the whole not wanting to get, you know, like typecast.
Yeah,
as being
like a kiddie show or something.
Yeah,
yeah, true.
I mean, we try to keep things clean for the most part. Every once in a while, some things slip through and everything. But, you know, we try to keep it like that because we have had some quite a few moms and dads who have sent us messages saying, hey, we really enjoy your channel. We feel safe letting our kids watch it. So that's nice. But we do slip now and then because we do have some, you know, like me, adults and quite a bit. I mean, the majority of the crew are adults.
Yeah,
we know what that's like because, yes. Like, we, I mean, you know, for those who listen to the show, I mean, we keep it clean, and then, you know, we never
and
let anything
mic
slip
turns
out.
On.
And then all of a sudden, like, Randall started talking about turkey basers or something. It's like, what?
What are you talking about, Eric? That's nasty.
And the other thing is, like, we all normally talk like filthy sailors, like, when we're not on mic. And so, like, people, you know, we'll be doing the entry to the live stuff, you know, and we'll be cussing, and people be like, oh my gosh, did you hear that?
Yeah.
Or when we go to a con or something, and people start, like, hanging around us and hearing us talk, and they're like, you guys are just filthy. Like, what is wrong with y'all? Like, y'all are emotionally disturbed. There's issues here.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll give you a little behind the scenes, and for the people don't get to see, this will be shocking for some of our fans. I myself do have quite the foul mouth, but I keep it in check very well when we do videos.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's quite shocking when you hear Belva swear.
Well, do we have some swearing here? from some of our special sponsors.
That was a weird segue.
Well, you know, I'm good at them. I'm a professional.
Yeah, we do.
I don't know. What percentage of swearing do you think are in our sponsorship messages?
43%.
That wasn't one. But Johnny Size Chip says
43% of all statistics are useless.
Nice.
Nice.
Do you like me beating on the table to that add emphasis?
Yeah, that was good.
I do. We actually got a server sponsorship this week, so I definitely want to point these guys out. And if you want to, you know, talk about your server during our sponsorship messages, you can just go to our website and you can find out how. But anyway, this one is youtube.com/TheLordBones. That's The Lord Bones, who does weekly Minecraft videos. And he says, I'm making a message.
He's making a machinima.
Yeah. How did that get? Anyway, he says, I'm making a machinima adventure map trailer up now. And they want to spread the word. So go to youtube.com/TheLordBones.
Yeah, yes. Check out his featured video that's on right now. It's actually really cool. It's got good music. It's a machinima he's talking about. Yeah.
I like pie. 7877 says,
how do I sponsor? Oh, wait. I found it.
And Engineer BJ says,
hey, Notch, when are you coming on the shaft? That's Engineer BJ, not me.
Okay, well, yeah.
Hey, that's what he wanted to say.
And then Krami says, this show be pineapples.
Okay.
Now, this next one here, this next one is a little difficult. I might have to have you guys join me on this one.
Okay.
This is a nice sponsor from our friend John Mass. He sent a lot of weird symbols in here, but we're gonna try to pronounce everything.
Wait, I got Babblefish up here.
Oh, good. Okay, yeah. So let's see. Here we go.
That was weird.
Yeah, it was a little weird.
I don't think I had my fish in my ear.
Yeah. But that's what he typed. It's clearly right there. You can see it.
Thank you, John Mass.
I'm hearing kill them all in my head after listening to that.
That's if you play it backwards.
And in fact, I'm going to copy paste this into the chat room, so feel free to translate this someone, and we'll read it later in the show if it actually does make sense. So,
and then Brachichiati Cube says,
wait, who killed the dead workers? Who did kill the dead workers?
B-Cub
killed the dead workers.
Thanks.
Is that where we're going with this?
Yeah.
Okay, well, how about we
do some of this?
Our very loud journey. And our journey section is sponsored by our favorite sponsor right now. We have
Netflix.
And you can get a free 30-day trial of Netflix if you go to netflix.com/deadworkersparty. And you can watch all kinds of TV shows and movies and cartoons and kids stuff. And if you get it on PS3, they got a Just for Kids channel now on the PS3. Like, if you use Netflix on your PS3, it has like it's a cool like graphical interface for the, so kids can find the shows and the episodes they like on the things they're watching. And you know what else is on Netflix?
What?
Doctor Who.
Oh yeah, Doctor Who.
All but the latest season of Doctor Who.
That's right.
Well, I mean, all the reboot. Like, not, it doesn't have as much of the old stuff as I would like.
The 70s and stuff.
Well, there's one show from probably at least every Doctor on there, and you can still like get the DVDs if you sign up for Netflix.
Yeah.
But this is just for the streaming thing. But yeah.
Well, and they've got a ton of sci-fi stuff too. If you like sci-fi, anytime you got past seasons of Supernatural, Walking Dead, MI5, Lost, X-Files, Warehouse 13, Buffy, Charmed, and even Star Trek and Battlestar Galactica.
Yes, you can watch all of Battlestar
Galactica. And here's my quick pick of the week. I've been watching a lot of documentaries and stuff. I watched one called Shut Up, Little Man, and it is so good. I don't even want to tell you what it's about. It's so good.
Is it about a little man shutting up?
Kinda.
Okay.
It's on Netflix.
Okay, so you can watch these exciting sci-fi mysteries and the Shut Up Little Man movie thing that Eric talked about on Netflix, instant streaming. So check out thousands of other TV series and movies while you're at it during a free 30-day trial.
Nice. Yeah, that was like on cue.
Yep.
I like that.
In stereo.
Netflix.com/deadworkersparty. Thank you.
Thank you. Out. KK, bye-bye. Thanks. Thanks, bye. All right. So this week, what have you guys been up to? The crew?
Oh, gosh. What have we been up to? We've been filming Stop the Boom, our new series. I think, are we in season three? We're just about to do season three. We've just done season two. What else have we done?
Yeah, I don't know if you guys have seen Stop the Boom. It's kind of a simple game that we play where we have two teams, and each team plays, it's a fresh world with just basically a bedrock structure, and we give each team 30 minutes to mine and craft whatever they can, and they have to place a block of TNT somewhere inside that structure, protect it as best they can. And then after the 30 minutes are up, they have to exit the game. The other team comes in and has the same opportunity in their structure, and then we time each of the two teams trying to set off the other team's TNT.
Nice.
And then, of course, whoever does it the quickest wins. So it's quite hectic with the 30-minute time limit. And it's interesting to see how creative people are trying to figure out how to best hide their TNT and protect it with lava, with water, or traps, or whatever.
Do you just run around with a lever and attach it to everything and hope it's got a... TNT behind it, flipping levers all over the place.
We give one lever to each team, and one of the teams, I think it was your team, Piper, wasn't it, in our first season, put a bunch of levers all over the place trying to just distract people.
Yeah, that was us.
Excellent.
That's a cool premise.
We've been currently on our second season of The Mole. We're about halfway through it, and people are enjoying it. It's probably our most popular series. And we'll probably have that finished up in about another 4 or 5 weeks. Now, Piper does have a big exclusive news blast for you guys, something we've not talked about yet with any of our fans on our channel. But Piper,
Do we need a drum roll?
Yeah,
we need a drum roll. Some kind of something. Or just
some reverb.
Here, grab your guitar. How about that? We'll do a quick little...
I don't know how to do a guitar roll.
Yeah, there we go.
That was an interesting drum roll.
All right, so what's the awesome news?
I should have jumped over on the drums, actually.
Yeah, that's true. We have a drum set in this room, too. We didn't even use it.
The exciting news is for season three of The Mole, we're going to open it up for people to come and play with us. So it's not going to be all of the crew members. It's going to be lots of the fans. They can apply to come onto The Mole.
Awesome.
Sweet. So who's going to get up on there?
I don't know.
Are we going to do it?
Brent.
Brent's going to apply?
Brent might do it. I see it in his eyes.
I don't know about that. Well, let me ask you this. How do y'all go about, do y'all actually do it weekly, or do y'all film a bunch, like, on one weekend and then put them out weekly, or how do y'all do that?
What we basically do is, oh, go ahead, Piper.
No, go on. You're the one who does all the filming.
I mean, what we generally do is we shoot for, like, a Saturday, and we record two episodes, so basically two challenges, an elimination, two challenges, and an elimination. But we actually go every weekend and record the entire season. The reason we don't air it as we record it is say Brent is playing in it. If he's playing and we record like on a Saturday and air it on a Friday, he's going to be able to watch it and maybe learn something that he didn't see before. Or when you hear the players being interviewed about who they think is the mole, if Piper says, you know, I really think Brent is the mole because in that last challenge, he was blatantly, you know, throwing it to try to make us fail. So then, you know, Brent could say, oh, she knows it's me. We basically record the entire thing. Basically, you know, every Saturday we try to do a recording. We have to skip some. Obviously, people are busy. But we try to do two episodes every Saturday, get it all recorded, and then we air it. The only thing we don't record ahead of time is we do a episode called The Mole Confidential, kind of like Doctor Who Confidential, where we do a behind the scenes for that episode that just aired. And a lot of times what we do is we deal with the fans who get confused about some of the rules or things that they think may or may not have happened. We try to clarify things for them.
Right.
Yeah. Cool. That'll be I can't wait. We'll have to get you back on after that, because I can't wait to hear like the differences between kind of having a set, the people you know and the people you don't know, especially if y'all are going to use a mole that you don't know, because that was always the hardest thing we had to do, was trust someone we did not know as the mole, because they could just go, I'm the mole.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they could just screw everything up. I mean, in the end, you still roll with anything, even if they did that. And but yeah, so that'll be interesting. I can't wait to watch and hear more about it.
Nice.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. I mean, we're definitely going to put a lot of effort into trying to vet people and try to pick people that are fans of the mole and, you know, are capable of playing it. I mean, we're not going to just bring anybody in. So it's going to be tough. The benefit for me now is I have the crew to help me with making challenges, with helping during the recording. So it's going to be easier on me. And we've already done 2 seasons with the crew. So it's almost the natural thing to do is to go forward. If it goes well, we'll do a season 4 with fans.
That'd be really cool. I actually went up to Nashville and applied for the last mole. I didn't make it, obviously. But I looked a lot like the mole. So I think maybe they already had the mole and were like, yeah, we already got a big, tall, fat guy, so can't go with him. I'm pretty sure that's why I didn't get chosen.
So have y'all been playing any that you haven't been filming? Is there anything you've been experimenting with or playing in your single-player game or anything like that?
I'll let Piper go first on that one.
I've been sheep farming a lot, trying to get lots of wool, but that's a bit boring. We've been playing a lot of Killing Floor, actually, because we've... should we talk about the tournament?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know if you guys... I think you guys probably... Some of you, all of you, follow Reddit.
Yeah.
Yep.
They have a Killing Floor tournament going on, so we've got 2 crew teams entered, one in the normal difficulty level and one playing hard.
Well, we do play other video games, so we feel you.
Yeah.
But yes, I mean, myself, I mean, pretty much everything I do when it comes to time to play Minecraft-wise is pretty much either when we're recording or if we're working on stuff. We have some new series that'll be coming out that we're working on, quite a bit of stuff on, and can't really talk about those yet because some of them are far off, partly because of all the revs to Minecraft, which then throws off Bucket, which then throws off plugins we use. So it's going to be a while before some of the stuff, but you know, we are continually airing right now another series, probably our second favorite series out there, which is called Darkness Falls. I don't know if you guys have caught that one yet, but in that series, it was an idea of mine that the game starts, and the story is a evil dragon has taken over Minecraft.
Let's do a timeout on this. Hold on. We might want to start that over again.
Your Skype's getting
you're going
bad. Yeah.
You're going Dalek-y.
Let's redial up. We're probably at the hour mark, and so it's probably the Skype crowd.
Oh, is it? Okay. Cylon action.
So we're going to call y'all right back.
Okay.
No problem.
Okay. So
it's a big problem with Skype. Certain mics, after about an hour, it starts doing that.
That's very weird. Very weird indeed. I do want to play Darkness Falls, though. Remember?
Yeah.
We're talking about that.
I played League of Legends for the first time this week.
Did you like it?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was okay.
Fun. I played it a lot.
Are you guys back on here?
I don't think
he
disconnected me.
Whoa.
Yeah. You didn't disconnect him.
Yeah.
Oh, I hit hang up. Really? Wait a minute. Yeah, I hit end call. Maybe it's one of those headphones. Remember, Lewis had that.
Yeah.
It was a USB thing. You unplug it, and then you plug it back in. It fixes it. Yeah? That's what happens, I think.
How's that sound?
Hey, that sounds a lot better.
Yay.
Okay.
He turned off the robot emulator. Okay, Darkness Falls.
If I am a Dalek, I will say exterminate for you and things. Yes.
Exterminate.
I am a robot.
Okay, so you were talking about... go ahead and start your description of that again.
Yeah, a new series that we've started, which is probably our next most popular one, is called Darkness Falls. And this was an idea that I had to where pretty much any of the crew can play in it. And basically, the story is, and it's, you know, real detailed here, so I'll probably get an Emmy or something for this. But a dragon has taken over the world of Minecraft and cast a spell that turns the world to darkness forever. So when the players start the game, they have one day cycle until it turns night. And then I've got a plugin loaded on the server, which keeps it nighttime from then on. So we're playing hardcore. So what happens is the goal of the game is that we have to reach the end and kill the dragon, which will then bring the world back to daytime. So we've got to legitimately do everything needed to get to the end. We're playing hardcore. What we're doing is a little bit of a twist. Instead of if you die, you're out. The first time a player dies, the remaining players have to take a diamond and sacrifice it into lava. And that will bring that player back from the dead. The second time they die, two diamonds. And so on.
Gotcha.
If everybody dies with no diamonds, or there's no diamonds, the persons can't come back. And if we all die, it's over.
Nice.
Neat.
I like it.
Huh. And you got all kinds of cool ideas.
Yeah, we try to do just, you know, we do the Let's Plays things, and we love Let's Plays, and, you know, a lot of people love, you know, Let's Plays, so we do those, but we're always trying to come up with different things, and Darkness Falls is a lot of fun for the players because, I mean, they have that hardcore setting, which makes things much more difficult. Food is an issue, you know, the hunger. It's always night, so there's never a time when there's not monsters around. So it really ramps up the difficulty. So we've had a lot of fun with that, and that's an ongoing series that we're doing.
It's taken off, actually, Darkness Falls. There's quite a lot of interest in it at the moment.
Very cool. Oh, cool.
Yeah, I like it.
That sounds awesome.
It's like Battle Royale.
Yeah.
Or as Americans call it, Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Hunger Games. Yeah.
So, yeah. We do have... Oh, go ahead. Sorry. No, you.
I was just going to say, you know, we have another series that really was Piper and Alicia, who is another member of the crew, his idea, and she may want to talk about it because it's kind of a female-only series.
Mm. Yeah, we've got a series called Minecraft Sisters. It's basically Alicia's idea. She came up with wanting to build a giant tree, and to do that, we've got all the girls together, and it's basically a Let's Play. But we're building this giant tree and we're all doing it legit, and it's lots of fun, lots of giggles, very girly.
Awesome. No boys allowed.
No boys allowed.
So they're pillows?
They're dirty and smelly.
I was thinking,
there are pillow fights every week.
So
we did get a little bit of grief on that one because some of the guys are like, it's sexist to be female only, but we do so many things that end up being the guys only. Like we played Left 4 Dead, Diablo and such, so yeah. I think it's only fair that the girls have something.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite series to do, actually.
Cool. Well, I think our weeks probably were pretty similar. We finished filming Gloria, and that is coming out currently. How many episodes of that are left?
I'd say
two,
maybe two.
Maybe. So we need to record more.
One or two. Yeah, something like that. And it's getting intense, people. Yeah. It's getting intense.
Yeah,
cause, go check it out on our channel. It's crazy.
Everyone is lamenting my death at the end of three.
I know. You're way back in the explosion and stuff. They're like, what happened to Wes? No. And then the next episode, they're like, hey, what was that noise? Oh, did something explode?
And for the 10 people that watch my Let's Play.
Hey, they all miss you.
Well, it's been off the air because my computer is janked in the other room that I always record on. I recorded like about an hour and none of the audio came out. And after reboots and stuff and a little bit of work, it's just some messed up audio stuff. So they're going to start back again in like a week. And there will be a lot more, actually. So
good.
We'll be back.
Excellent. Cool. Also, I started something new this week just by myself called I'm doing the map Epic Jump Map, and it's a parkour map. It was pretty short. I just kind of wanted to do something, you know. So it's all on the beach. It's all bright and everything. So it kind of reminded me of like Mario Sunshine, especially because I chose a texture pack that kind of looks like it. So it's all just like island Caribbean music and stuff, like ska and reggae and stuff. Anyway, it's kind of neat. I'm just trying to, you know, brush up on my skills. You know, because every time we do a map, I'm the one falling in the lava. So I gotta beef it up.
Except for Dalel, that was Wes.
That's right. You died
in lava.
Yeah. And but also I'm using some magic spells that I got from a wizard. So there's a little twist on the map too. So you can go check it out. And that one will probably be ending pretty soon. But I think we have our eye on the next map. This is a good one by Blame the Controller. Remember he did Kingdom of the Sky 1.
Yeah.
Everybody loved it. Big, huge, epic map. Well, he's done Kingdom of the Sky 2, and he's a really great guy. He's a really smart guy. He was at MineCon. He spoke on the panel with VoxelBox and Ars Malik, and he knows his stuff, and this one is huge. And he uses YouTube videos that go along with the map. And he's encouraging people to use the videos and use all the media that's associated with the map in your Let's Plays, even commercially. So, and he's done a great job. It's huge. I mean, it looks like it's going to be another epic, like, Karas or something. Anyway, it's very cool, and there's a trailer, so go check that out.
Sweet.
So, yeah. I've been doing all the talking.
Awesome.
Will you guys be doing any more of the eye? Will the map maker release a new map, or
oh yeah,
because that was really good. I really enjoyed that series.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, with like more TV shows. I hope so. That was fun.
Yeah, yeah, that was kind of cool. But I haven't heard that there's going to be an eye too.
Yeah, I haven't either. And I think it was already kind of an old map. I mean, was it like almost a year old or something?
Well, maybe if we start a campaign to like email the guy and say, "Hey, make another one."
Yeah,
maybe he'll make
it. Yeah, he probably would if there was some interest.
Or we can tell him to break his kneecaps if he doesn't.
And this time don't do weird shows like The Shield and
yeah, like there's so many people out there that love that show and like hate you for saying that, Eric.
Yeah, I know. Now I'm hating
and hate us,
and we don't really want to listen to our show anyway because we hate The Shield. No, I'm just kidding. That bald guy who is The Shield.
Oh, he's cool though.
He probably listens to the show or did until we just said
that.
Yeah,
I'm sure of
it.
He was in No Ordinary Family. That you can also get on Netflix.
Yeah, that was a great show.
It was a great show.
That was better than The Shield.
Jeez. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, did y'all mention the open server, or did y'all want to mention that?
No.
Yeah, we actually forgot about that. Thanks for being on track, which is something we always have trouble with. But yeah, we're going to do an open server March 31st, so this coming Saturday. I put a link in your doc file. And it's our most recent video. I just uploaded today, kind of details. We're going to do Minecraft. We're going to do probably Capture the Flag in Minecraft, which a lot of people love to play. It's, you know, we use one of those plugins for Bucket that lets us do that. Maybe a building contest because people love to come in and build. And we usually record it, put it up so that the fans can vote to see who made the best creation. And we're going to do some Terraria and probably do some Killing Floor at the end. And the people at Tripwire that make Killing Floor have given us a bunch of guest passes. So for the fans out there who don't have Killing Floor, they can message me the day of the open server and we can send them some guest passes so they can play it for 2 or 3 days for free.
Cool.
Oh, yeah, that works. Very cool. By the way, Piper, I remember your name from Mars Mission. You remember that? Your name was... Yeah, at the very end. I don't know, because I always thought it was a cool name, and then I heard your name, and I'm like, oh, you're from Mars Mission, but not really.
Yeah.
Your robot
Same
was.
Same Piper.
Yeah. Actually, I keep finding other people. Cold Fusion Gaming was a bot, which he did the map that we're doing now, Gloria. And then also Krimnox.
Yeah.
Was in there, too. And I'm like, wait, Krimnox, we did that. He did Karast. Anyway, it's just kind of neat. Ars Malik. He knows everybody.
He does. Yeah,
we actually had Ron and his son on one of our building contests, and that was after we had done a video of Fear and a Handful of Dust, one of Ron's maps.
Okay.
And then that's kind of how we met Ron and everything, because I checked with Ron beforehand saying, hey, we want to do Fear and a Handful of Dust. You did your voiceover stuff. Can I use it on our channel? And he was like, sure, no problem. So then we invited him to the building contest, you know, and him and his son showed up. And I think that's kind of why he put us in the Mars Mission.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's cool.
Oh, you know what? There's one thing I totally forgot to mention, and this is kind of big news. You guys obviously know Paradise Decay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His daughter Sarah is in the crew, and so is Paradise. And they just had a baby boy born about a week ago.
Nice.
Congrats.
Congratulations. Nice.
So I think that qualifies as the youngest crew member at this point.
Yeah, we had him on Mumble last night, and he was making little baby noises. It was very cute.
Well, that is some news. And speaking of news...
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
Now that's a segue.
You love it when we do that, Wes.
I know.
Don't you?
The Doot Doots. They're my favorite.
Okay, so we've got a bunch of news here, and Astrogolly has done an incredible job of, well, putting this whole doc together, but actually also putting this in order of importance. So, obviously, this is the most important here in Minecraft 1.2.4.
Woo!
Yes!
Yes! Oh, all right!
I actually love it.
Excellent.
I'm in love with it, too.
All right, so what does everybody love about it? The new blocks?
New blocks, yeah.
The new wood?
Yeah.
The wood planks? There's like, what, 4 new ones or 3 new ones? Shades. It's like, what is the stuff that you rub onto wood?
Stain.
It's stain. Stained wood, is that really what it is? Or do you think it's from different trees?
It's the different trees, I think.
Huh. Yeah,
and there is some new sandstone.
Yeah,
which that's my favorite building thing. So
yeah, I'm more a fan. More kind of like hieroglyphic kind of stuff.
Yes,
and just more detail work, I guess.
Yeah,
and then also the chat window was improved. So now it allows copying and pasting of text and links posted in the chat can be clicked on. Crazy stuff.
Yeah, that could be dangerous.
So basically, you don't you're not selecting the text with your mouse, though. You're doing it old school with all keyboard commands. Like, if you're... I guess it's probably the same for Mac and Windows, but, you know, if you hold down Shift and do your arrow keys left and right to, you know, highlight text, you can do that anywhere, in Notepad or in a browser. I mean, basically, now you can do it in the game. So you hold down Shift and you hold down your right or left... arrow key to highlight your text, and then from there you can control C or V or whatever like that. So there's no mouse.
You can also control A.
Oh, control A for select all. That's a good point. So that's so much better. I still wish that he would add a repeat last command like an IRC if you just hit the up arrow or even
they
a
did.
DOS. Oh, is that in there?
Yep.
Up arrow does work. I'm the most excited about the text stuff than anything else. Although I'm a little leery of the clicking on links.
So is it just you just hit the up arrow?
Yeah. Oh. They also added, you know how if you do a lot of server commands, you type T then slash? Now you can just hit slash and skip the whole hitting the T key.
Nice.
Oh. Very nice.
So.
Yay.
Everybody's happy about this.
A little applause. Yeah. That's good. And, you know, that wasn't actually Jeb. That was, they went to GDC, right?
Yeah.
And then they came back to an update.
And Lydia had done all this programming while they were gone?
Yes. Lydia did it all.
Surprised them. Hey, I changed your game.
Hope you don't mind.
They're all girls now instead of guys. You're fixed. Okay.
Well, evidently she made cats more annoying, too.
Which, they need a kick cats command in there, because that's like when my cat won't get off my bed.
Yeah.
It's like one swift punt out the door.
That's the catapult.
Okay. Yes, the catapult.
That reminds me of King's Quest 3. Did y'all ever play that? You could do slash kick cat.
Okay, so also the Minecraft Pocket Edition has an update that's out.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't been playing my Minecraft Pocket Edition.
Yeah?
Yeah, I just have it.
I've got it for my daughter, and just did the update, and really nothing major in the update. She doesn't really like the new split touch controls. She still likes the original way.
Yeah.
But she loves the game on there. It's just this update wasn't too exciting.
Yeah.
I think the Xperia Play kind of ruined me. Like, I like playing it on the Xperia, and I can't get into the iOS version of it yet. Even on the iPad, it just seems it's more difficult. But maybe with the updates, maybe I'll try. I've been playing this other game on the iPad called Order and Chaos. It's an MMO. It's just like WoW. It's crazy. Crazy stuff. Anyway, you're supposed to jump in on me like I did you.
Oh, and of course, this next thing, Xbox. Speaking of Xbox, no one's even speaking of Xbox 360, in fact.
What about this one on May 9th?
May 9th is the release day for the 360 version of Minecraft, so that's pretty sweet.
That is sweet.
You know, it's got the four, the quad, just like this podcast, if you're watching this on YouTube.
Yep.
And it's only 1,600 points. How much is that in Microsoft dollars? Or in real world dollars?
Is it like $10, $9.99? I don't know for sure. Someone in the chat room might know. Something like that. I think it's $10 or under.
I mean, it sounds like not. So it's $20.
Oh, it's $20. Okay.
So that's not bad. I mean, that's cheaper than getting it for a PC.
Yep.
Yeah. And I mean, all the fun that you're going to have with Minecraft. I mean, $20, really? No one should complain about that, right?
Well, and do we know like the server situations? Is it like games where you make a server on your own? Or will you be able to work with the servers?
When Brent wasn't here, didn't we have an update that we talked about that? And I don't remember the exact details on it.
But
I think that it's going to be player-hosted servers, correct?
So how do you keep them? Does it stay?
I think
do you keep it on your hard drive?
I think so, and you can have up to so many. Man, I don't know.
So what happened? Like, that's weird. Like, that's going to be weird. Do you have to always play with that one friend to play on the same map?
Oh, yeah.
Like, say you've got, you know, it'll probably be like, how many people can you have in your hang or whatever they call it on Xbox? You can tell I don't play
Like
Xbox.
A group?
Yeah, your group, right?
Yeah.
So you have like party. Seven people party. Or six people probably, right, in your party? And you'll always play on the same guy's game so you can continue on the map.
Right.
But what happens if that guy, you know, hates y'all? You did something wrong. You pooped in his Cheerios or something.
Or if he died.
And so, yeah. Why'd you have to go there?
He takes his ball and goes home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically, he takes his ball and go home. And now you just lost your world.
Because
he'll never let you on again.
I mean, if they were, I don't know. I guess a nice way is to maybe save it to everybody's hard drives, maybe. I don't know. We'll find out probably more details.
I'm looking it up on an old episode of The Shaft.
But, you know, this is May 9th, so we still have all of April to wait. But do you think this would be kind of
figure out some way to do, like, I mean, it seems like it would be possible, but to connect to a PC server.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Like, people could get on the Shaftlands or something. Or are we going to have to somehow host a Shaftlands Xbox edition?
Then it's like Xbox versus PC, and it's like,
that's okay.
He's in an Xbox.
I'm
he's
all
new.
For that type of hatred towards each other. It's good stuff.
Yeah. Well, we'll find out. We'll do a video. We're going to do a video. We're going to, like, a live action of all of us playing Minecraft on the Xbox. Something like that. Something weird.
Something like that. I'm telling you, in like a week, I think I'm going to set up a one. So I'm moving. I haven't said anything about this, but I'm moving into an apartment Friday. Oh, yeah.
Friday.
So I'm going to be doing a lot of recording there. I might even put up a webcam and be like 24/7 like apartment cam. Is that crazy?
I mean, it's been done, but it's also crazy.
Yeah, but have they just run around? Never mind.
Like in their underwear?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Why do you have to take it there?
It took itself there. I
was going to do boxes or something.
Your boxers?
Like trying to set up my apartment like a Minecraft world.
Oh.
Like everything's boxes.
Oh, I see. Yeah, okay. Do that.
Like I'm eating out of like a bowl that looks like a cube
bowl?
Or,
oh.
I don't know.
Eating a little cube. Like
I don't know. If the show wasn't boring 5 minutes ago, it has definitely gotten there with our babbling. And Wes is not helping.
I've not found anything out about the map. However,
we've been researching. That's what was going
on. We did talk
here.
About how you weren't going to be able to have textures. You weren't going to be able to modify the textures or have skins.
Mm-hmm.
There's not going to be any downloadable mods. You can have up to four people playing on local split screen and eight people over Xbox Live. You can only play with your friends, so nobody can strangers server. can't grief you.
Nice.
And that's pretty much it. And there's not any talk about doing Kinect compatibility.
Okay.
There you go. That's the information I do have.
And
I got on episode 74 of The Shaft. Last episode.
Lame. Show notes are worth something, right?
Yeah, that's how good we are at this. We forget everything we talk about the very next week.
You want to... So what do you think Astrogali thinks about your idea of streaming 24/7, Brent?
I think that he thinks it's great.
All right. That was excellent.
But he did leave a comment I could read, if that's what you're talking about. Yeah. Where he said, I'll have to go to the bathroom on a cactus.
That's right. Nice, huh? For us, what?
Audience. I'd subscribe.
Yeah, think of your audience.
I wouldn't put the camera in the bathroom. Start with that.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Well, you just lost a sub, then. Sorry.
Yeah, I know. Well, yeah.
All right, so this next thing here, we Boop got... Blocks. Speaking Sorry. Of Xbox...
Xbox. Should they have? Is that what they should have called the Minecraft? Minecraft Xbox.
Yeah, the Xbox.
So evidently, there's some Minecraft avatar items you're going to be able to buy for your avatar on Xbox Live.
Like a little creeper pet.
Like shirts, a notch hat. You can get a notch hat.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Avatar items. That's a cool idea. I like that.
Yeah, so, I know they had a story on it on MinecraftForum.net. If you scroll down, I saw it on Friday.
And that started on March 15th, so it's already going.
And a pet creeper.
I don't see it.
Which
now.
Is
Let's
cool.
Go on page 2.
Because, you know, the avatars, you can have little pets. Like, I have a little dragon that flies around me or that I got from some game.
Yeah.
But a little pet creeper might be kind of nice. Neat. C418 is working on combat music for Minecraft.
Ooh, brilliant.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
It's definitely cool.
I like his music.
Yeah. It's so calm and nice. In fact, so the idea is he's going to create one song when combat is entered. The game will choose from 1 to 5 random starting points within the game, so it won't be so repetitive. That's a good idea. He says, but because C418 feels the soundscape in Minecraft is calm, the combat music will be a... in quotes, calm breakbeat music. So it won't break out of the theme and all of a sudden, dun, 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 you know, and just be like, what? Wait, where'd that come from?
Yeah.
So it'll still be the same style.
It'll be like,
kind of like Lionel Richie.
Dum, dum, yeah. Dum, dum.
Like Lionel Richie.
See how I bring that back around?
Yeah. I like it. Lionel.
No one else gets it. No Hello. One cares. Yeah. Is it me you're looking for?
Because I'll fight you in your house.
Why are you going to fight me in my house, dude?
Because this is combat music.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
I will spy on you and your spouse. What?
And Eric's wearing my favorite blouse.
Yikes. Okay. Next up here.
So, Mark Watson, Mark in real life, explained why your password might not work at Minecraft.net. And the official story... is that on March 16th, customer support took it upon themselves to explain why your password might not work. With the account migration system, if you switched over from a Minecraft account to a Mojang account, sign in with your email address and your Mojang account password rather than your Minecraft username. So there you have it. It all has to do with changing account types.
Yeah. Sounds like a support nightmare.
Yes, it does indeed. And the fact that some people got it and some people didn't seems like a very weird decision.
That's true.
In my head.
In my head. In my head.
So there was also an interview with Jeb by Curse, actually, who we do some business with. He said that they are cleaning up a lot of the AI code, and they're going to do a lot of stuff with the NPCs and improve player interaction with the testificates, which I don't understand why people like that name. Why would anybody use testificates?
Because it's so stupid.
I can't even say the name.
I know.
Testificate.
It's testificates.
It's like, you know.
Testificate.
I don't know.
But Luckland made a video this weekend of launching villagers into the air with a big TNT cannon.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, he used testificates, too. And I'm like, why are you using that word? It doesn't make any sense.
Well, yeah.
So.
Zombie.
Zombie.
Ooh. Ooh. So also there in the part two of the interview, Yabe talked about what was talked about a long time ago, which was doing away with single player and basically making SMP the whole game, and your single player would just be, you know,
a multiplayer game with nobody else in it but you.
Except for you could invite someone else to come to your single player game.
Oh,
right?
That would be cool.
So it technically would just be all SMP at that point. I think that's great. I mean, it's almost, you know, one code base, and so then, you're getting your bugs all.
So then, if you don't like your brother, you can go to his single player game and invite you to join his single player game, and then go in and destroy everything he owns.
Yes.
And then your brother will call support and say, "My brother messed up my world," and they won't believe you because they get that brother excuse all the time.
Yeah.
They know it's really you. Yeah.
And you know that's how the map Galel.
Brother!
Yes. Apparently it was his little brother that made the map.
Yep.
Is that really?
Yep. If you go to the Galel page on, if you want to go download it from the Minecraft forums, there's a huge, like the biggest font you can choose, big note that says, "I did not make this map, my little brother did."
And then logged in on MinecraftForum.net and made a post about it?
Yeah. And he says, "Believe me, I'm working on something way cooler than this."
Is it Galel too?
I don't know. I hope so.
It's just going to be the Temple of Moss.
Have you messaged him and showed him our video? Let him know his little brother's a rock star?
That's why he made the big message. I mean, nobody touched the thread until we did the video, and now it's just like page 15 or something.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, jeez. Okay, I think this weekend or next week, Galel 2.
Sweet.
You think so? Is
sure.
It time?
It's getting close.
I mean, yeah.
Or the week after, whatever. Yeah.
So lastly, and this is kind of old news, but the Mojang and Bethesda came to an agreement over Scrolls and Elder Scrolls.
Yeah.
One thing that most people did not notice when they figured out that the agreement had been reached was that part of it is that there can never be a Scrolls 2.
Mojang, do you need a Scrolls 2, though, ever?
I don't, that's just it. Is there going to be a Minecraft 2? I doubt it. I think you just keep updating your existing.
Yeah, I mean, it's, and especially in the card game genre, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, it's not Magic the Gathering 2.
Yeah, yeah, it's just a new year. It's just a new, it's like expansion. It's like Harry Potter,
Scrolls,
right?
The Elder Scrolls.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So,
or Scrolls, the Portal Edition. Could they do
the
that?
The Portal Edition.
Portal, yeah.
But and actually, it specifically said
everybody mad
that there can be add-on content within Scrolls that's legal.
Called Elder.
The Elder Pack, yeah. but I don't know. I thought this was kind of wacky.
Get your Elder on with Scrolls.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, but there can never be Scrolls 2.
But there can be a Scrolls 1.9
and a 2.1
that has no compatibility with the first version.
1.9 repeating it equals 2.
I mean, they could just skip to Scrolls 3, really, right?
Hey, there you go.
Oh, God. So, did anybody else read this thing? Lydia went to EdHack conference at the Institute of the Future in Palo Alto. And gave a talk on using Minecraft in education. I think that's really cool.
It is really cool.
Because we love our Minecraft teacher.
Was Joel there?
Did Joel go? That I don't know.
He was probably at like QuakeCon or something.
Yeah,
he loves some Quake, doesn't he?
I miss Joel.
I do too. I miss Joel.
That's a good guy. I hope everybody comes down to play on Con because I miss everybody.
Yeah.
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 You hear that? I miss you all.
Yes. Yeah. Come to PlayOnCon. PlayOnCon.com. Anyway.
I may not be able to go, but... No, I'm just kidding.
Weak.
Oh, I cracked myself up.
Hilarious.
So, did anybody follow this ultra hardcore thing on Reddit? I didn't.
No, I did not either.
Okay. So, you want me to...
I saw mention of it.
Okay.
Okay, so yeah, let's go on to this next one that Astrogali says we may not want to talk about
because
a lot of drama.
No, we shouldn't talk about that.
What is it? Tumult over at Yogg's Cat.
Yeah, no, let's not talk about this. This is he said, she said stuff, and basically there's some shake up with the staff over at Yogg's Cast.
Okay. Yeah. See, I haven't read any of this, so yeah. I just...
Let's not get into that. That's not worth.
Oh, everybody attacks Simon and Lewis, right? No matter what happens, they immediately go attack them, and then like 2 days later, go, oh, so y'all really didn't do anything bad this.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So, you know, A, it's business. I am going to talk about this because A, it's business, and business crap happens that people aren't going to like because it's business,
right?
And as soon as they got paid by Yogg's Cast to be employees, there's business involved there. And so whatever happened business-wise, unless they pooped on their heads or something.
Which might have happened.
It might have. You know, knowing Simon and Lewis. Okay, so then if you want to read more about it, go to Reddit.
Yeah.
Let's say that.
Yeah. How about that?
And I'm going to go read more because I love this kind of stuff.
Listener. Dun, dun.
Dun, dun.
Dun, dun.
So beautiful.
So, our first listener contribution comes from Scott Joe. He says, "Dear Shafties, I can't get a hold of you any other way other than the submission form. I called the number, and I retried, and the annoying dinging noise came up saying that the number was disconnected. What's That's going wrong. On there? And whenever he tries to log on to the server, it says, internal exception, java.net, socket exception, connection reset. It is not my account. It's not my internet. Is it my computer? Brothers. Yeah, your brother. Keep in mind that the Shaftlands, and this is something, you know, we update the Shaftlands when there is stable versions of Bucket that our server mods are happy and content running and feel as if they are okay. We're still running 1.0.0. So go and get yourself some DigiX version changer. Or what's the other one? Magic. What's it called?
Magic Launcher.
That lets you
pick. Fire.
So yeah, get yourself a version launcher and you can get on the Shaftlands. Other than that, the best way to reach us is through the submission form.
Yes, because if it's important, Astrogali will let us know.
Yeah. So yeah, there you have it.
You know, we got an email or a text or a Skype message or something from someone trying to get in touch with someone else. Who was that? Not who sent it, but...
Oh, Lucklin.
They were trying to get in touch with Lucklin, I think, and they were like, Tupac, will you please tell him to check his YouTube messages?
Yeah.
And we were like, no one checks their YouTube messages. It is the worst system of communication devised by human. Yeah. I mean, I would rather, like, do smoke signals to someone than use YouTube email. Anyway, so my whole point is you need to get an Astrogali to check email for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's awesome. And I'll tell you, I actually spoke with him over Skype because I know who it is. And I spoke with him, and here is how you reach people from the internet. Because while the internet is great, it brings everybody, like, it gives everybody the tools to how to reach somebody else. Mm-hmm. It does not increase the chances that they will reply to you. You have just as much of a chance getting a reply, you know, from a written letter.
Let me tell you how you do it. This is the absolute way to do it. If they're on Twitter and they use it, do an at to them on Twitter. If they don't respond to you, then they don't want to talk to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they probably see it, right?
I mean, and that's maybe oversimplifying it. It may be a little mean, but it's the truth. If they want it, and they may miss it, but do it every couple days for, you know, at least a year.
Yeah.
And they will see it, and if they don't respond, they don't want to.
Yeah.
You got your answer.
Yeah. And the other thing I recommend is create something for them. The easiest way to get a YouTube personality's attention is to create something for them. Make a song, make a video, make something funny, and then make them know your name because you have created something.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's how we get to know a lot of the people in our community is they make something cool.
Yeah.
You know?
Wes loves it when you make little dolls of his wife and mail them to
What?
What? Oh, weird.
Like, the creepiest thing you can think of, like, being mailed to you, like, yeah. Hey, Wes, you and your wife, I won't give the name out, says, hey, there's this doll of me with, yeah. like, a needle in the head yeah. in the mailbox.
But here is the dirty truth. We don't even get replies from people. We will have someone's email address, and we will send them emails and say, hey, we'd like for you to be on the show, and we will not get replies.
And that's after we've yeah. seen them in real life. And yeah. they say, yeah, email me. Here's my email address and the phone number that goes to that.
Yeah.
That what is? Have you seen this we'll card you can buy in a gas station now that's the fake phone number you can give to people?
What?
It's like a number you can give, and then they call it and basically can leave a message, and then you call into the number and get it instead of giving out your real number. Yeah, we get that a lot.
And really,
where's this show going?
We found that camping out on people's front porches doesn't work either. That if you like sit yeah. there and knock on the door and go, C Nanners, it doesn't get their attention.
That's right.
So they're using the back door. So anyway, next.
Good tips.
There you have it.
Oh. Yeah, and as Scotty says, don't forget to follow at Brent Copeland on Twitter.
Oh, gosh.
Somebody else. Come on. Somebody else read. You can do it.
From NinjaBob991, he says, the digits are to be spoken as 991.
See, and you said yeah. 991. Yeah.
I like how you read the whole thing.
You know. Stream of consciousness. Kinda. Do you know if Mo Yang actually listens to Excavation Station Ideas?
Ooh,
well, of course
question.
They do.
Yeah.
Yes.
They call us every week saying, do you have any good ones
yeah.
this week?
Yeah.
That's okay, true. So let's see. Let me look at the chat room.
And we
there
license,
might be at least one.
We get a licensing fee for all the stuff, too.
There might be at least one Mojangster here. Let's see. Let me see. Oh, no, Exelson is not here. I always count on him. He's here every week. And now
his
he's
Autobot like, failed.
Yeah. Well, okay, so we know that they listen to the show. They've told us numerous times, unless yeah. they're totally lying to us.
Yeah.
So, yes, they hear.
But keep in mind that even good ideas, they don't do to spite us. Like, we're absolutely convinced that colored glass and water are not in the game as a spit in the eye of this show.
Yeah, and poop blogs.
Yeah.
And we... Yeah. Well, I won't go any further.
No, he's just going to make it worse, wouldn't he?
I was.
So this is from Adam Redgate. And he says, hi, guys. Adam Redgate here from England. Should I put an accent on it?
Yeah, do an accent.
No, my English accent. Yeah.
Do it like a pirate, then.
Just a few things for you. Firstly, thank you very much to Eric, because In Search of Diamonds inspired me to... How am I going from pirate to Scottish? Has inspired me to buy Minecraft over here. Secondly, and I know you'll hear this all the time, you're awesome, and I love the show, and listen every week and play Minecraft. Keep up the good work. Finally, the other day, after watching an episode of At Brent Copeland, wow, somebody watches it?
Yeah,
I wrote
me
a
too.
Poem for Brent. It's called Brent Copeland, and I wrote it because the episode I saw made me remember a feeling from years ago that I'd forgotten. Well, more of a memory.
Okay, so hey, Brent, while he reads it, you got to play a little guitar under it.
Yeah.
Want to do that?
The tune, by the way, is the outro music.
Oh, is this actually done to a tune?
Yeah, so I'm going to play the outro music while someone reads it.
Okay. Oh, is
can
that
I get
what
some
it
reverb?
Is? Oh, interesting. This will be fun. All right, a poem about Brent Copeland.
One, a two.
I don't even know what we're going to do here.
You're going to read it.
Okay, but
is it going to be weird?
I don't know. Probably.
Congratulations.
Wait. You probably not.
It's probably not that outro music. Okay, let's try this one.
Okay.
That long forgotten feeling awoken once more, a memory of a time and place that may have or may not have ever existed. The notes of a song, the words spoken, flow into my mind and awaken my subconscious. I thank you, sir, for your words, the things you've done, and that tune that plays has let my troubled mind run free once more.
Okay, I think I also just figured out I think he's meaning the outro music to the Abrin Copeland series.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That didn't make any sense.
Yeah, that's okay. It's so, still,
that's awesome. It was thank still you. Nice.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Thank you.
All right. So now you can expect that that doll of your wife in the mail now.
Why am I getting a doll of Wes's wife in my mail? As long as I have a pump. So.
What?
Audible.
Audible.
Trial.com/theshaft.
Yay. It's where you go to get all your audiobooks.
It is. 100,000 of them. They keep sending me. Actually, I got a phone call just Friday, and the lady, she's so polite now. She's like, yes, I would just like to tell you that the audio you play at the front of your podcast, it's wrong. It still says 85,000.
Oh, yeah.
So well, anyway,
they keep growing. So we need to update that.
Like by the time we fix this, they'll be like, it's 125,000.
That's right.
I mean, like, we're just gonna lie and say 200,000 and just
yeah.
Bunches. There's a lot of books. Yeah,
a crap.
A ream.
A
ream of books.
Scrolls.
So have we done the recommendation from Swamp Chick yet?
No, I don't think so.
She actually emailed this in and sent this in. Here's a rec if you guys need one. The Geeks Shall Inherit the Earth by Alexandra Robbins. Helps kids navigate through school and dispels the myth that the popular kids are the most successful. And that is from Mary Swamp Chick. A lot of people know her as. And she's got, she's a cool parent and has some grounded kids. So I think if she's recommending a book for kids, that's probably a really good one to listen to.
Yep. Yeah. And her son Eggs sent it. Let's see, Eggs 54222. Always forget the numbers, but yeah, they always send stuff to us in the mail all the time. And Eggs made a pickaxe for us long ago.
It's hanging on the wall
back there.
Yeah, everybody can see it behind you.
They send us food too all the time too, like cakes.
Yeah, king cake. Yeah,
all kinds of stuff.
Pick. Yeah,
it's pretty cool. Send me a bunch of meat too once. I mean, if
we've got to go down there. They've offered for us to come down there. We need to go down there and do a show from New Orleans.
That would be awesome. I'd love to go to New Orleans.
From New Orleans.
Yep. Anyway, tangents, of course. Audibletrial.com/theshaft. Get yourself a free book. It's sweet.
It supports the show.
Supports the show.
Yeah.
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 Excavation Station.
God, that was loud.
Yeah.
Wow.
This week with more bullets.
All right.
So, excavation ideas. I see one down here from our guests.
From our guests. I always think
one,
of the
one, two, Disney. Three, maybe.
Yeah.
Awesome. Cool.
So, why don't you go over these?
Yeah. We got a request real quick for a duck shot. We don't have the duck shot, but we do have the... You got the pig shot.
So. The pig shot.
Wow. So, sorry about that. Let's go ahead and start. I guess, Bubaz, you've got an idea here?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, since I do a lot of the server stuff for the crew and for open servers and things, what I would love to see is a little bit more work on the server side. And hopefully with the bucket guys coming on, this will happen. But I'd like to see the server have a more secure layer to it. And by that, I mean... A client, you can run hack clients that can tell you, you know, can basically give you items, you know, the too many items. You can fly even if the server maybe doesn't have it. X-rays. I mean, the client is completely trusted to send information to the server. So it makes it tough when we do like things where it's maybe a game like Stop the Boom or Capture the Flag. People can cheat and run hacks that make them invulnerable. Let them do more damage when they do attacks and things. So I'd love to see the server add some of those features. Not sure if it's ever going to happen, but would be something that I would love to see.
Yeah, and at least with the mod API support, it'll be, you know, more likely to happen.
Yeah.
And easier to manage and update. Yeah, I can't wait for the mod API.
Well, I mean, that's why that's why we're still running 1.0 on the Shaftlands.
Yeah.
It's you know, the people that are running it are more comfortable and feel like they have better control to ensure that it's a safe server and people won't lose their stuff.
Right. Yeah.
So it's kind of sad.
Kind of sad.
Yeah. I mean, I think the bucket guys are going to be huge for Minecraft is I think they're going to really add a lot to it. I mean, just that last update, they did a lot of bug fixes, just to little things that have been there forever. So I think they're going to fix a lot of stuff like that, and I think they're going to add a lot of new content. And being able to have that API that we can drop plugins in and never have to really worry about updates to Minecraft breaking the plugins is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, an auto update would be nice too. Like, if you guys use a curse client to download add-ons and things like that for WoW and other MMOs, you can just say update all my add-ons, and it'll go and find them all and download them. And all you had to do is hit a button. I want that for Minecraft so bad. When a new update comes out, you just hit a button.
Yeah,
update everything. Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
and it's got to be coming. I mean, obviously with the API coming out. I mean, man. So
yeah, the other thing that I would love to see, and again, server related, so you see my focus, is I would love to see the server have some features for maybe the admin having camera control, because a lot of times when I'm filming, I would love to be able to jump to another player's view.
Oh.
Or even do like Quake and Unreal Engines, which will allow you to start a recording on a server, and it really just records all the players' movements, what they're doing, the way they're looking, if they're dropping things, and then you can go back and replay it maybe to get footage that I couldn't get before as just one person filming.
Yes.
Exactly, and watch people grieve or whatever. Yeah, yeah. I really like the idea of switching the camera to someone else, like in real time. That would be really cool, just to do it instantly. I mean, it would be great for machinima and filming and stuff like that, but also for just raw gameplay, I guess it would be good too to spy on your users or whatever. That's cool. I like these.
Yes. So what's next?
That'd be me. I liked their new blocks which were added, and I hope they add more, especially smooth stone steps, because I just don't like the cobble steps.
Yeah.
And been waiting for that for ages. And also the wooden planks, at the moment they're just the generic wood colour. It'd be nice if they did all the new shades that they've done.
Ah, yes.
I think everybody wants paint or some kind of tint.
Yeah.
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 Graffiti.
Everybody but Jeb.
Well, you know, it's weird that we get these new blocks, you know, the different colored wooden planks instead of just the ability to dye them ourselves. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it just kind of seems like the ability to modify blocks might be better than just throwing a bunch of new blocks at us, just because, I mean, that list is just going to get bigger and bigger, you know? It kind of clutters it up. Like, I'd rather just see one plank in that big list. Or at least give us the ability to search. God, how many times am I, like, trying to find, like, a redstone torch? And I'm like, oh, I know it's in here somewhere.
Are you talking about in creative mode?
Yeah, in creative mode. Yeah. So, we will. One day, 1.2.5, man.
They just added search to WoW, so, you know, it only took them 7 years.
Really?
Or maybe that's coming in the expansion.
Yeah,
you'll be able to search your bags for items.
I use a mod that lets me do that. But yeah, so it's in the game finally. So
will
maybe
be
so maybe six June or five or more years, and yeah.
Yeah.
Look forward to that one.
18,000 years.
All right.
Okay, so what do we have next here?
More fruits. Like, if we could have more fruits, just more food, that'd be quite cool. Pineapples would be amazing.
Pineapples are amazing.
Pineapples!
They're
pineapples!
That would be nice.
I'd also like chairs as well, because it's really awkward to kind of, you know, shift onto the wooden stair, which is trying to be a chair, but not really a chair. So that'd be quite cool to have.
Yeah. We agree. We want like interactive items in the game, like chairs you can sit in.
Yeah.
You know, tables you can sit at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Couches you can sleep on.
Mm-hmm. Couches you can sleep on.
I don't know.
Like, and just like crash over.
Yeah.
Hey man, can I crash in your couch?
Yeah, I'll be.
Thanks, man. To fold out like one of those futons.
No. Like, you know, I'll be your couch guy. You know, I'll come over to your house. I'll be like, hey man,
it's like,
don't you condescend me, man.
Oh, so you're not even talking like a fold out with the bar that pokes you in the back.
No,
you're just straight sleep on the couch or get out.
Yeah. Like, okay. Like, Jeb just added a whole bunch of new fruits to the game. Hey, way too many fruits, man. Can I crash on your couch?
Yes, furniture. Yes.
All right.
And then Astrogali has a special note down here that he's still holding out for wool stairs.
That would be cool.
Why? That would be so unsafe. Why would anyone walk on wool stairs?
But think of all the sound, the cool sound, you know, wool makes when you walk on it. Just going up a flight, like...
Yeah, maybe.
And
yeah.
Also, when you build maybe 2D arch, you could use the wool stairs for a different kind of shape.
That's right. Upside down stairs and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm.
Yes, to simulate carpet, he says.
Yes, I know.
Right? Carpeted stairs.
I can see the exclamation points in the dock, too. So what's next?
I've always wondered what the well in a village is for. Because it's just there, and you have to break a block to get into it, and you go all the way down, and there's nothing there. So it'd be quite nice to have something in there. Maybe a hidden chest or something.
Yeah. I think it's the skeleton catcher.
Yeah.
That's what I always find in my well, is there's one skeleton, like, bobbing in there trying to shoot at me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that's just me.
Yeah.
JC says it's for water.
It's for water.
I would like to see a villager named Timmy get stuck in the well.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, and then Lassie that we could cook up and eat to get more food.
Yeah.
I'm Timmy. Excuse me, sir. I would like to get out of the well, please.
Shut up, Timmy.
What? What was Timmy in the well?
Nice. Anyway. Nice. And so, okay. We got another one here.
Yeah, sorry, I had lots of suggestions.
No, that's okay. Oh, yeah. The ones people sent in this week were really crappy. So.
I'd like some more stuff added to the desert biome, because at the moment it's just sand. So it'd be quite cool to have something like a new mob, maybe a mummy, or like a mini pyramid, or some kind of new dungeon that you can go in and explore.
I like the idea of mummies.
Are you my mummy?
Yeah, but they only spawn in like the sand biomes or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be sweet.
But I like the idea of there being, like, biome-specific structures that you can find, you know? Mm-hmm.
Like ruins, like Aztec pyramids. Maybe some pygmies. Yeah. Is that okay?
Like, maybe the jungle biomes have, like... Spear. Yeah.
Pygmies?
You've never heard of pygmies?
Yeah, I've heard of pygmies.
Why are you acting confused?
I don't know. The pixies. Put the pixies in the game. Like the band?
Like the band?
Yeah.
Where is my sand biome? Anyway.
Tangent. So. Anyway. Hello, Tangent. Here's Wes Wilson to continue on with the podcast.
This podcast gone to heaven. Anyway, so, yeah, I think, like, having, like, maybe vine-covered ziggurats in the jungle, you know, would be cool.
Yeah.
And then, you know, having... like Egyptian-looking kind of caves in the side of some sand biome hills would be cool.
Maybe like Mark Burnett.
Sure.
Mark Burnett, the producer of reality TV?
Of Survivor, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So there's a game of Survivor going on just...
Who's the Burnett guy who did Warhammer Age of Reckoning?
That would be Mark Burnett.
Yes. Isn't that the one? Isn't that Mark Burnett?
Well, they're both Mark Burnett.
Yeah.
Hmm. I think he's Barnett.
Oh, I think you're right.
This one's
Hi, Brent. Tangent. This is Brent Copeland and Wes Wilson.
So, yes.
Save us. Save us with Gizmo's idea here.
Gizmo loves the mud mo creatures, and he would like that to be added to Minecraft. We kind of opened it up to the crew, so we've got some of their suggestions next.
Oh, nice. Yes.
I'm not a fan of mo creatures, actually, but...
It's a little wacky. It's a little much. I mean, I like the idea of just slowly putting out creatures like we've been getting to ease the pain. I mean, if you just all of a sudden put a bunch of, like, deers and, like, I don't know, dolphins, bears, and birds, all this stuff, and you're like, whoa, you know.
It would be nice to select, like, certain things that you want in there. So you could say, oh, I want the bunnies, but maybe not, I don't know what else, the horses or something.
Right, yeah.
The bunnies you can put on your head, like a hat.
Oh, yeah.
If you get horses, you can easily do the Old Spice guy saying, I'm on a horse.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. So Mario wants goblins,
Yeah, he's a big goblin fan. He would like, you know, like where the mushrooms, the big mushrooms grow. I've never actually found one, the that little biome, the mushroom biome. But
yeah,
maybe we could have like a goblin biome with goblins there living.
Huh.
Nice. Little goblin village.
Boggarts.
Like the goblins from Troll 2? Have you seen Troll 2?
No, oh, I don't okay. watch stupid movies.
Yeah, it's the worst movie ever made. Anyway. Okay. So, what's next on this crazy list?
Next one, the last one from the crew. Alicia has said about hidden books. I think this, you said this in your last podcast, actually. Some like books which have got writings on, making it more questy, that kind of thing.
Yeah, we mm-hmm. like that idea.
Yeah.
We're huge fans of books with writing in them.
Well, and speaking of hidden books, maybe they could make a bookshelf that was like, or maybe if you added a trigger to it, like on the back, then it like an invisible shelf or
yeah.
door shelf. I don't know why I can't get this idea out into words.
A secret door?
A secret hidden bookshelf door thingy.
It just seemed like you strung along a bunch of the words? Same words over and over.
Books. Books.
I'd like a book.
Books hallway, and books. Shelves.
Hallway.
And shelves with books and shelves on top of books. Okay, so
this next one's from Lambo 13. He wants wolf taming by villagers. He thinks villagers should be able to tame wolves. They can tame them if they can tame them if there's not an iron golem around, and once they are, they will stop taming them. They will fight for the village, and if the owner dies, the wolf will do what it pleases.
Uh-huh.
So a protector of the village that is not an iron golem.
Would he have books and shelves? With
maybe.
Okay. So
maybe. What kind of puts the iron golem out of business?
I doubt he'd be as tough.
Yeah.
I don't think villages are that special yet to have all these things protecting them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a village level too. Remember we were talking about the idea of villages growing.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Maybe leveling when you got to level 2, you got something else to protect.
Yeah, maybe level 1 only gets wolves. Level 2 gets golems.
Level 10 gets dragons.
Level 3 gets bookshelves. To defend.
And hallways. And bookshelves and hallways.
Yeah. Maybe dust covers for your books.
I was going to kill the villagers, but all of a sudden there were these hallways. They got in front of me and to the sides.
Eric, you want to read this next one?
And they led to bookshelves.
From Big P98.
What up, Big P?
Big P98 wants a nature arrow that when you hit a mob with it, it covers them with vines so they can't move or attack or blow up.
Would you say it rooted them?
Yep.
Yeah.
He wants a rooting arrow.
Like a druid.
Yeah.
Right, okay. So you hit stuff and they... I like that. That's kind of cool, actually. Elemental arrows. Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, otherwise, a lot of the, you know, the classic, like, D&D kind of stuff would be confusion. You know, you hit them with a confusion spell and they just kind of wander around like, ooh, or dazed. Maybe they just stop. And yeah. stand, you know, but this is kind of more fun and more fantasy, I think.
Well, and they really opened up the doorway with enchantments. Like back in the day, people sent in the ideas and were like, "I want a sword that does a knockback," and we're like, "Oh, we don't want any more weapons.
Yeah,
you know, quit sending weapons in." But that it's an enchantment. Now you can do all these types of things. So that's cool.
Yeah,
and you could put books on the swords.
Yeah, and you can enchant your books with dust covers and bookmarks.
And secret passages.
And then mail them to Wes's wife.
Alright, next.
Magma rocks!
Yeah.
This is submitted by Lil McLeod 7. Lil McLeod 7?
I think that's Little M-A-C.
Lil Mac Load 7. There can be only one, 7. Anyway, hello, DWP.
Hi.
What I want to see in Minecraft is magma rocks or lava rocks. They're basically like a solid form of lava that kills stuff. I think that it could be used for decorations, for traps, or maybe you could even make a lava golem.
Ooh.
So, hard lava.
Hmm.
That doesn't spread.
All right.
With books in it.
Yes.
With books in it.
Then you can put magma covers on it.
A lava bookshelf.
Yeah.
I like this.
Yeah.
I like what y'all are doing.
No, it's not bad. It's not a bad idea.
I mean,
you know, go get a chunk of hot molten magma.
Hot molten magma. Good.
It'd be nice to have like a lava light.
Yeah.
Ooh, that would be sweet.
Lava lamp.
No, yeah. I think the only problem I have with this is like when you go to someone's house and they have lava rocks or magma rocks. I mean, they're not still on fire.
No.
They're hard, they're obsidian.
Yeah.
It's basically what they are, right? Yeah. So, do we really need lava rocks? Maybe a bucket like that you already have that carries lava around. Maybe if you could just put that out.
Maybe you could set the bucket of lava down on the ground.
I do like lava lamps, so that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah. I agree.
Put lava in a bottle.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then rub it the right way. I think Britney Spears said that. I think.
Christina Aguilera.
Oh.
You guys wrong.
Get it right.
You'll
be out of this club.
Knowledge of prepubescent singers has failed you.
I'm going to have to play some Kesha just to make myself feel better.
I thought you were going to take that to a Silence of the Lambs thing with the lotion on comment.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of lotion on the skin, Ninja Bob 991.
How did you forget? 99.1.
That guy, he wants the ability to crawl. It would be really slow, but you would be one block high and two blocks long. This would make parkour more fun, and then you could fit through your dog doors.
Well, you know, that's kind of like that the add-on that gives you all the jumping and swimming animations and ducking and prone mode and stuff. I'd like to see this too. I'd like to kind of maybe see it all come out at once, you know, all these new custom animations like dancing, swimming. Swimming, I don't know. Okay, so I guess like prone and ducking actually modifies the game, actually changes the game because now you can do things you could normally do. But slash dancing doesn't do anything, right? Slash swimming wouldn't do anything, right? I mean, it's just for looks, right? So really, when you say crawling, you're talking about changing the game somehow. So now all those maps that people made all have to, you know, be tweaked a little bit to support the idea that you can now duck, below one block and stuff like that. So I think to wrap up my little statement thing here, my little thought
process.
You're
going to say no.
Is I would rather see pointless animations than animations that modify the game.
Now, we actually had to deal with this in Schools Out or whatever that map was. Left was dead.
You just got schooled.
You just got schooled. Thank you. But we actually finished a couple challenges that were super easy because Sprint was in the game now and it wasn't when the map was originally made. So originally you would have to get a block to climb onto something. Well, we could just sprint and jump onto it.
Right, right. I remember.
So, yes, I agree that, yes, it could cause issues, but really was it that bad that it, like, I would hate for them not to put a feature in because of some maps that were already made.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think they're really thinking about it like that.
No, Jeb, I talked to Jeb yesterday, and he said, we're really thinking of it like that.
And he said, will you please quit calling me?
We're putting the books in, like you said, on shelves.
Yeah.
They're already in, Brent. Quit calling.
Yeah. So, next we have Elemental Steel, and this was submitted by Dalthra. And his idea is that if you combine certain items with iron and steel bars, it'll create a different kind of steel, which if you then made tools or armor with that special steel, it would be pre-enchanted. For instance, if you were to take lava or fire charges and make steel with them, you could combine it with a bow to make a bow or a sword with a fire one enchant.
Mm-hmm.
And what this would do is it would he does specify that it would all be level one enchants for balance, but like you could combine obsidian with steel to make reinforced steel, which could create tools with unbreakable one or armor with a protection of one. And this is not a terrible idea. I mean, it's kind of like enchantment 101 without like enchantment tables. It's like it's like.
Why reinvent the wheel for the, just enchant armor?
Well, maybe you don't like the whole like enchanting concept in your game. Smelting metals might be a better way that you want to play than, you know, mixing magical potions.
Oh, I see. Yeah. as a
it's a theming thing.
Yeah, but it in the overall scope of the game, I can't think about John Doe's singularity play experience. I got to think about it as a whole, everybody's. And sorry, John Doe or Dolthra, who is playing John Doe in this scenario. No! X! And... Oh, kind of a slow shotgun. Explosion.
Okay.
That's what I say.
Well, what do you guys think about this? The crew?
Myself, I would like to just see them moving more towards, like they have started adding, where sometimes mobs drop the enchanted items. I'm a big Diablo fan, so I kind of would love to see maybe items be dropped that you don't know what they are, but they are enchanted, and maybe you have to go see a villager who's kind of the Deckard Cain type guy that tells you what you've got.
That's right.
Stay a while and listen to this enchantment information.
Yeah. Yep. The identify
scrolls.
Just
do it for me.
Yeah. That's cool, though. And maybe it'll give another purpose for the villages. I mean, they're obviously beefing up villages like nonstop over there at the Mojang office. I mean, that's cool, but it's like, to what end, you know? So, I don't know. That'd be neat. I'd like to see that. Some NPCs with purpose.
You'd like to see that?
Yeah, I mean, maybe they give you a quest to go to a cave that was generated nearby when you created the world, and maybe there's something there that you need to destroy, and you'll get a drop that you can bring back, maybe, to Cain and find out what you got.
Yeah, that would be sweet.
Speaking of drop...
Sightings.
Wub, 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 wub.
Oh my god. It's so intense.
I had to throw in the drop.
That's right, dropped it.
Wub, wub, wub.
Alright, now, what's here?
So,
we have some cool sightings.
Yeah, we had some great stuff. The first thing, this is from Sergeant Sergeant Godsword Berserker. Sword. Godsword.
Godsword.
Basically, he made a Minecraft scientific graphing calculator. And this is a huge creation with a, like, keypad output, input, and you can give it full, like, multiplication, division, sine, cosine, tangent, all that stuff. It is a scientific calculator with a readout on a giant screen.
Yeah, it uses, like, pistons.
But yes, and it's crazy. I cannot imagine this was created, like, block by block. It doesn't seem logical to me. Additionally, it does graphing. You can put in, like, single equations, and it'll graph them on another screen to the side.
Oh, nice.
It's crazy. Crazy.
And are we sure this isn't faked? I mean, not to be Mr.
Yes,
Negative.
I looked at it, and it's and I know Photoshop's. I've seen a few Photoshop's in my day.
Well, I know, but yeah. I mean, like, just where he could be like on a multiplayer thing and be like, and here's the graph, and got some guys in the back like actually doing the work, you know, with some switches or something.
Maybe, but
Jeb seems to think he's real too. He tweeted about it. He was impressed.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, it is. It is beyond crazy. So, and I'm assuming you can download it. I didn't look to see if there was a download link in the description, but I'm assuming you can download it.
Right. Download or it didn't happen. Is that the new one?
Yes. Yeah, kind of like, Minecraft Rave.
Yeah, oops.
So, oh, you can't download it, according to Astragali.
That means it's
now
fake.
They do show the internals and stuff.
Yeah.
So,
this is not.
There's definitely a lot of blocks involved.
Yes. There's a lot of redstone. And if nothing better, he made a really good maze.
He made a pretty good video at this point, right? 379,000 hits in a couple days. I mean,
yeah.
Well, it was
an impressive idea.
It was as seen on Popular Science.
Wow.
It's crazy. I don't. Yeah. To me. I mean, basically, you were inventing, like, computer ability. That amazes me.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So this next one is called A Shiny Minecraft Tale, and it's a animated adventure from Wilva Films, and it's very cute and well animated, and I recommend it.
Sweet.
Next, we have Pit Frenzy. This was from Seth Bling. Is a 1v1 mob arena game. And it's kind of cool. I'm not exactly sure how it works, but I think we should do it. So
yeah, good old Seth Bling. Yeah. We getting him on the show next?
Yeah, when is he coming on the show?
He seems cool.
I don't know. What Seth, send me an email, Brent@deadworkers.com.
Yeah.
Or tweet us or something.
So
I'm telling you, no one answers me anymore.
They don't answer you anymore?
No.
Oh, when you email people?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm.
They're too big for us.
No.
They
just
sad?
Hate me.
No, it's not that.
Don't do the 30ms bullet train thing. It's currently unavailable.
But it's cool. I can still talk about the video.
It's unavailable.
How is it unavailable?
You click
on
YouTube?
It.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. No, I see it. It's playing for me.
Yeah. Basically, what this is it's a 30 meter per second thing. It uses pistons and boats to make you travel like so fast that if you're on a multiplayer server, you might get kicked out for speed hacking.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I've seen this before in a different form. Was
well,
the
other one we had was a people mover, and that was from Seth Bling, if I'm not mistaken. And you didn't have to be in anything, and it didn't move you this fast.
Oh, okay.
This is way faster.
Yeah, cool. So it's just a series of pistons and plates.
Yeah.
Neat.
Yep. Next, and I didn't check this one out. This is a mod called Fancy GUI.
Fancy GUI
changes your UI.
Yes.
Oh, now I think I've seen. This is kind of nice. Yeah, yeah.
There's like a friend system and stuff, so that'd be interesting to check out. See how that works.
Yeah.
Is there really?
Yeah, you'll love that, Eric.
Are you lying?
No, I don't think so.
He doesn't think so.
So yeah, so we'll put a link to that.
I scanned the information and I saw a friends list, so I assume it's part of it.
Yeah.
So man, I want to get this new GUI. This is
cool. You can look at our show notes.
Yeah,
Wes puts them online.
I do. I put them all in there.
Excellent.
So next we've got a stop action animation, Minecraft animation from iHouse Cupquake.
Yeah, this is great.
It's called A Day in the Life. Should definitely check that out.
That's creepy too.
This video is currently unavailable too. I'm starting to think maybe I see a trend
have
here.
Have you got like ad blocker or something going?
Kind of weird.
These people who sent us the computer do.
Oh, yeah.
So, next we've got a vid. It's a TNT magazine. This is from Zisto. And basically, it's a 60-block TNT dispenser that lights them and drops them so you can drill all the way to the bedrock in 2.5 minutes.
Wow. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Fancy.
So, this next one is Minecraft 1.2.3 Creative Building Tips Piston Lighting. And basically, the person who made the video feels like glowstone textures are ugly, but that you can use them with pistons to allow the light to come from the piston instead of the glowstone. So, you still get the light without having the glowstone around.
Yeah, because the light travels through it.
Right.
I think it also doesn't it travel through beds too? You can cover up glowstone with beds so you don't see the texture.
I don't know.
Or am I just imagining that? Anyway, all right. Someone try it.
Next, we've got a video. This is a way to turn any block into a chest. So you can take an iron block and use this little piston mechanism, and it literally shoves the chest inside the block. And then you kind of like, you know, put it back in there, and then so you'll have storage inside any block that you want.
Wow, that's weird.
And it doesn't seem like it should work to me, but it does. So now you guys have some videos down here.
Yeah, the one about turning the piston any block into a chest was one I added, and it is really cool. It does work. I'm betting it'll get fixed in a future update, but for now it really could be useful for like maps. If you wanted to hide a chest somewhere, I mean, you could basically put it in any block you want and you know, add that to a quest scheme.
Yeah,
that's weird.
Oh, and someone in the chat room, according to Astrogali, somebody claims that it was fixed in 1.2.4.
Aww.
Oh, that sucks.
Oh, you ruined our giant block squasher. Boo. So what have you got down here, Piper?
Towards Dawn, it's actually a blog. This guy, it was a while ago, a couple of years ago, he's decided to walk in Minecraft, and he just shows you like the landscape and stuff of Minecraft, and he stopped it for a while, but because of the 1.8 beta, I think. He started it again, and it's really good. It's really interesting. The only thing is, if he dies, then he stops. So, yeah, it's quite nice.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I think we talked about this on the show once before, but it was a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just started it again. So I think I'm on day 54 or something now.
Yeah, his poor server.
Yeah, I think it has been a long time. Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
Wow. That's that.
Is it that?
It is.
You know, I've been watching this video of this calculator thing.
Yeah.
That's just crazy.
Yeah, I know. I told you it was crazy.
I think somebody is going to make a large Hadron?
Yeah.
Collider in Minecraft one day and kill us all.
With pistons and plates.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, you know, redstone is such efficient use of space.
Well, it's going to take your map and my map and Eric's map and everybody's map on an Xbox.
Yeah. They say it'd be easy. Yeah.
Actually be the reason why the end of the world comes about. Yeah, you're not even listening. Where Eric's just smiling and laughing like, God, I wish he'd shut up and we could move on the next part of the show.
You know, it would be nice to see add ability to craft like a circuit and a redstone circuit, you know, a bunch of and or gates or whatever you need, and put it inside one block, and you could really start to greatly simplify these big, huge redstone circuits.
There's been talk about, like, a lot of people have submitted the idea of, like, breadboard blocks.
Yeah, micro circuits. Yeah.
Which, I mean, it would be cool, you know, on a, like it might be good as a mod, but I don't think I would, I like that redstone has to be a little bulky in real life.
And like, a lot of the stuff is awesome and, like, creative and SMP, but just going from, you know, playing the game straight up, you know, doing my Let's Play, it's like, I'm still trying to grow wheat. Like, making pistons and do stuff for some reason other than grow wheat, it's above me. So, yeah. I just, like, in the last video that I shot and had no audio, got a cow into a fenced-in area. You know, that's where I'm at. Thank you.
Yay, Brent.
So. Oh. Housekeeping!
I made you knock.
Housekeeping!
You can come in. Oh, sorry. We had to shoot at you.
We got something for you to clean up now.
I am wounded!
Oh, we got more stuff for you to clean up now.
I need bandage for bullet hole.
Oh, we got a good bandage for that.
Yes. There you go. Yeah, just finish her off.
Okay, so we don't really have any housekeeping anymore.
I don't know why you did that
section. We just wanted to shoot you.
Oh.
I guess the only housekeeping...
Not you, the housekeeper.
I guess the only housekeeping we have is the fact that we didn't do a show last week. A lot of tweets and questions. What happened to last week's show? It doesn't exist. We had a power failure at the studio, and we had no way of fixing it. So, anyway.
That's one bad thing about recording on Sunday. If we need anything fixed here at our studio, it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And we're actually in the process of either staying here or moving. Like, our contract's up in a month or so.
Yeah.
And so we've got to figure out what we're going to do. So, that's a possibility. We may just be moving.
Yeah.
Soon, which I'm all for. But
we're going to move to L.A.
Yep.
L.A., I'm not sure about that, really, so much.
Come to England.
That'll be fun.
Let's move to Orlando.
Let's go to Australia.
Orlando.
Yeah.
Orlando.
Let's go to Adelaide.
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 Australia.
Yeah.
Hang out with Maz.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. And we do have the shout-out that we talked about earlier from the crew to Paradise Decay for him and Sarah, which got mentioned earlier.
Oh, yeah, baby Jake.
Aw, baby Jake.
And if you look at the interview we did with Sarah, there's a picture of baby Jake when he's like 2 weeks old, I think it was.
That's adorable. Babies are great. Yeah. As long as there's someone else.
Ryan, holy moly. Be sure to go check out our videos. Please go check them out. Click a lot. And watch all the ads if you're bored.
Yeah.
Really bored. YouTube.deadworkers.com will get you there and get you started. Just roll on a set of videos. Even if you're like about to go to sleep, just go ahead and start a big playlist and have them play while you're going to sleep.
Yeah. Like lullabies.
Am I allowed to say that out loud?
Wrong.
Anyway, you can also call us at 256-812-1010.
Although, does that work?
Is that the wrong number?
I don't know, but that somebody's saying.
I think someone's calling the wrong number.
Really?
So, Piper and Bell Boss, where should people come to find your videos?
Well, you go to youtube.com/thehillsoftware. You can also go to hillsoftware.com if you want to catch our forum and links to our videos there, and you can sign up and talk with all the crew. But definitely youtube.com/thehillsoftware. And we hope people check out the mole, and if people are interested, apply for the upcoming season.
Very cool.
Very cool. And next week we're going to have Zach Varel from the Minecraft forums on.
Sweet.
So that will be our guest. He's the one who does all the news and stuff on MinecraftForum.net.
Yeah, he has a crazy voice.
Yeah, it's crazy sexy. I think as Eric said. We'll have to remind him about that.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for coming here and,
putting up with us.
Yeah. I don't know how
Thanks
to, like,
for having us.
Say that. So.
Yeah, it's great meeting you. Great meeting, so many people in the community. And it's weird that we'll hear your name far before we even meet you, you know?
Yeah.
So,
we really appreciate you guys having us on.
Oh, it was a pleasure.
Yes.
And we look forward to you getting many, many, many more viewers that are not 8 years old.
That's right.
That's what we're shooting for.
Yes. And next week,
we will have some contests.
So make sure you're following us on Twitter, The Shaft Podcast, and keep an eye on our website. We got a few contests coming up.
Yep.
Secret private stuff, but they'll be for some Fraps keys, some Brick Force beta keys, which you should go ahead and sign up at Brick-Force. We'll send you the link. See y'all next week.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
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 See you later. See you later.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
Dead Workers Party Network. There ain't no party like The Shaft Party.